So what are some of those legal tools and incentives for protection of private reserves? So in many countries, there are actually private protective forest laws on the books where a landowner can declare their land protected, file a management plan with the agency that manages private protected areas. And sometimes there are associated nonprofit organizations, NGOs, or other groups, or even the government itself that will provide some kind of incentive. Not always. Oftentimes these are voluntary. Landowners just want to conserve on their own. But sometimes they're linked to payments for ecosystem service programs. So for example, in Ecuador, there's a Socio Bosque program that pays landowners that conserve forest in an important watershed for cities, knowing that if those lands were cut down, the water supply for the large city would decline. And so it's the government has decided to pay landowners to protect those lands and sign them up. There's also conservation easements. These are agreements between land trusts or nonprofit organizations that where a landowner can agree to set aside their back 40 or set aside their wetland or whatever it might be. And in return, they can get a property tax break, or sometimes they can access other incentives like training, direct payments, and other things. Easements have the advantage where they stick with the title of the land. So even if it's sold by a particular landowner, the new owner, the new buyer has to respect and abide by the easement. There's also a whole host of private legal agreements. These are often led by NGOs where there's some community they want to work with that has a linkage to biodiversity. And oftentimes these are just voluntary agreements that rely on a handshake and some trust. And lastly, private reserves in areas of high threat or in very critical conservation priority can be purchased by a nonprofit organization with conservation goals. That's probably, I see, as a last resort, because if you purchase land by an NGO that comes from the outside, that takes conservation out of the hands of local people. And sometimes those efforts are less successful because local people don't perceive the benefits of it and they don't necessarily agree with the land being taken out of local hands.